If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with 4 conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Stores or Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health's clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend. Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors, and for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here. Mike Thompson
RV Superstore. From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals. Oh, I know this one. We're celebrating Bing Crosby all week. And yesterday, Wednesday, and tomorrow, Friday, Wink Martindale is featuring a vintage visit with Bing Crosby. This land is your land.
That ribbon of highway I saw above me. That endless skyway I saw below me, that golden valley. This land was made for you and me.
Okay, Joey pals, I love to say, back to our regularly scheduled programming. We're visiting with Ken Prescott. Is that your real name?
No. You want to know my real name?
Yeah.
It's Ploss, P-L-O-S-S, and you see why it changed. It sounds like a... No, P-L-O-S-S.
I know, but Dorothy Dale Klaus. Plus, oh, that would have been too cute. Plus and Klaus.
Well, it's funny. So it sounds like an old vaudeville team. So when we went to Munich, and you know, and I'm a Kraut, so I can say. So the Kraut at the desk with the passport, she said, "Wait a minute, is this mistake?" I said, "No, it's not a mistake. It's Plus and Klaus."
I like that. Why'd you change it?
No. It's
is your real name Ken?
Yes, it is. Okay. Kenneth, actually.
Kenneth
Howard Plus.
Okay, so now we're
the
in.
Second.
Excuse me, let me get the mic back. Where's the mic? Okay, now bring us into your career and Dorothy.
Yeah, okay, so.
And the Follies.
My God, she expects so much from her guests. Okay.
Here's a quarter. But
get off the table, Mabel. The quarter's for the beer. Okay, so. Okay, so. After No No Nanette, I did Follies, Stephen Sondheim's Follies. I replaced somebody on Broadway. Yes. We opened the Schubert Theater out here for 6 months. Then I did Lorelei with Carol Channing. I know she. I know Carol. Yeah. Anyway,
she used to have Christmas dinner right where you're sitting.
I know. I knew her. I know. Anyway, so then. Then I got married to...
Her name escapes me.
No, Ginger Prince. And she did a lot of stuff on Broadway. She did Steel Magnolias. And this is, anyway, and then we moved to Florida because there was a dinner theater there that... And I directed and choreographed. We starred in shows, bada bing, bada boom. Then I came back to New York because Florida wasn't making it for me, you know? And I starred in 42nd Street on Broadway. Then I did Tap Dance Kid for 2 years. And then I really began to choreograph and direct a lot. You know, then I did, let me think about this first. Then I did, I choreographed the Live Lawrence Welk Show with the Lennon Sisters and Branson for 4 years. And then I had my own big band show in Myrtle Beach with the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra for 2 years. And
you just can't settle down, can you? You just... Real flighty.
Then I hauled some drugs across the border for a couple of years. You know,
it was easy
to make ends meet. You know, and then well, it's easy now. Yeah. And then I got a call from Riff Markowitz, and he said, "Can you send me a tape?" So I sent him a tape. And he said, "Would you like to be in the show?" Well, first he said, "Would you like to choreograph the show?" So I came out. And I was probably a little much for him, you know, whatever. I had a lot of ideas, and he sort of like, you know, he liked to control. You know, anyway, so whatever. Then he said, "Would you like to be in the show?" And I went, "Well, okay." So I came out to be in the show in 2000. And it's funny. I just sent him a tape. So I'm in the green room. And one, Natasha, she was from Germany also. I used to say, "So Natasha, you were a friend of Eva Braun in the old country." No. Anyway. So she said, "So when did you audition for this?" I said, "What do you mean audition? For the box step?" I sent him a tape. Anyway, so so I'm in the show. I met Dorothy, and the rest is history. But I must tell you something really funny. We're doing...
Now you're going to get funny. He's been saving the funny.
Now we're doing a Christmas medley.
Yes.
Now, as you know, as a singer, belters and tenors don't sing in the same key. That's just the way it is. So I said, this is not in my key. Now, there was one woman in the trio. "Well, it's in my key." I said, "When you sing the goddamn song..." So they went and got Riff, and he came in. He said... "I'll take it under advisement. They changed the key and never mess with me again."
Isn't that great?
Funny.
How many years were you in the Follies?
Only one year. It was a show for women, really. The guys were just sort of incidental. And he asked me back. He gave me a couple of thou. He said, "Would you come back?" And I said, "No. I've got other things to do." Then I joined the Modern Airs. Remember the Modern Airs?
Oh, yes.
And for like 2005.
But that's singing. That's not dancing.
Yes, 2007. Then I joined a Silver Sizzles Review, which is a show of people over 50. And I'm the singer. And then I've written a movie. I just wrote a Broadway musical. Prior to COVID, I had had a Broadway producer who was going to fund it. Unfortunately, they had financial reversals, but I've got someone else now interested. It's called Sunny Side of the Street, The Magical Music of Jimmy McHugh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's all good.
How did you form this partnership that's been going on how many years with this beautiful lady?
22 years.
Same as my age.
Oh, my God. You know,
he's a smart alligator, Joey Pals.
Uh-oh, her nose is growing longer by the moment. No, well, we both love. There are two kinds of people in show business, as you know. People that love what they do and people love their self-aggrandizement. We love what we do. So we both like to laugh. We love what we do. And it really annoyed the crap out of them in the show because they never knew what we were talking about. I'd always say, Dorothy, come to my office. And she'd meet me between dressing rooms, You know, it's funny. So, and that's how it started. And then Dorothy said, well, you'd like to stay out in California? And I said, yes, I would. And I was still married. And I won't go into all those circumstances, which were not bad, just different. You know, life, as you know, life changes. And things get different. And I raised a couple of kids. Oh. And, oh, yes. Mm. And
are they talented?
I guess.
I didn't mean to pry.
Well, no, you're not prying. It's just that we're not very close. You know, the only thing I wanted them ever to be was respectful and pick up after themselves. The very two things they couldn't manage. But I always reminded them, I'm the king, this is the castle, and you're the knaves.
I wasn't elected, I took over. This is a dictatorship, honey.
And when you get your own castle, you could be in charge. You know. Anyway, there we are.
I had assigned, I told my sons, I have two sons and a daughter. I said, be the king and be the killer.
Right.
You can use that.
Right. But, you know, the kids are not your friends. You have to raise them with values. And I must say, every once in a while, they did say, well, you know, you really did teach us a few things. You have to have discipline. I don't care. You know, and if there's no, I remember one night, I'm working at Radio City Music Hall. Okay. This is when I was, another show. Uh-huh. There's a lot going on. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. I said, what the hell's going on? Jessica, the oldest one's on the phone. I said, she's on the phone. She had her own phone downstairs. I went down. I went, rip that phone out of the wall. This is the third time, you understand, not the first time. Called the phone company and said, there's a problem. Come take it. And that was that.
See, you couldn't do that today. That'd be child abuse.
I know.
She was a girl. You were being abusive to a girl.
I know. What a crock of crap. It's a crock. I don't care. It's a crock.
Bring us back to what you and Dorothy have done career-wise.
Oh, so.
This is Dorothy Dale Kloss we're talking about. What was it? Pross and Kloss?
Nope.
What was it?
Ploss and Kloss.
Ploss and Kloss.
My Jewish friend who produces Silver Sizzle said, sounds like either a law firm or an old a vaudeville act. Anyway.
That's right. So we're going to have her as our talk of stars, too, on her own. And she'll get even with you, baby.
She'll get even with me. It's okay. No, so once she left the Follies, Dorothy wrote a book, wonderful book called I'm Not in Kansas Anymore. Love, Dorothy. Got 5 stars on Amazon. It's really a great book. And it's about her, but it's not, you know, that vocal narcissistic vocalese, me, 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 me. It's not about her. It's about her and her, you know, associations with everybody. She has a star in the Walk of Stars. We do an act called Two for the Show. We've played all over the country. We were on the Steve Harvey Show on NBC, which was wonderful. And now we have a podcast called Two for the Show, celebrating the golden age of entertainment. We've had Stephanie Power. In fact, you're going to be on. I know you are. We've had Stephanie Powers and Tom Dreesen and Frank Stallone and Margaret O'Brien. And we're having Alex Hyde-White this week coming up, whose father was Alfred Hyde-White, the actor. I mean, it's been great. And so we're just moving along, singing a song.
Okay. That's our second segment.
Oh.
See how fast your life goes when we're having fun. Did you have faith in your family growing up? Were you a Methodist?
How do you mean that?
Well, I'll tell you how I mean it. I'm a seventh generation Methodist, married a Jewish man whose name escapes me in a Mormon town. Did you have any? I just want to get there.
I want to say this. Oi, oi, oi. My father was a goy. Okay. Yes, we had I'm Lutheran, but I'm very spiritual, but I'm not. I don't necessarily believe in religion because I don't necessarily believe letting one man tell me what to do.
On that note. Okay, Joey pals, if you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.